It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Salt Lake City School District, taken to court by a group of not-so-happy parents, Dave.
Big time. The parents are so angry right now. We've talked to so many of them, Debbie. They've called into our show. We've talked to them after the show. Their kids are failing classes right now. The Salt Lake School District is the only school district, as you know, that's not offering any kind of in-person learning option. The Salt Lake Tribune uncovered data back in December. Failing grades up 600%. 600% from last year. That's in the junior highs and high schools. No wonder parents are suing.
So what does this lawsuit intend to do? Well, force the Salt Lake City School District to return to classrooms, Dave. In-person learning. Which, for me, is a little late because that's what the school board's been debating now. How to safely return to classrooms. And with a slower rollout of the vaccine than we'd originally anticipated, it really pushed things back. It pushed things back for the teachers. Here's attorney for the parents, Ryan Bell.
Our school district has decided to be the only one in the state that just doesn't let kids into schools. And that's in violation of the constitutional right we have to an open education.
John Wojcik is reporting on the story this morning. John, tell us what's happening this morning in court.
Yeah, so this is the big day, Dave. I mean, this lawsuit was filed just a little bit over a month ago. And what you have essentially is eight different families that are suing. And amongst these eight families, they have 24 students among them in the school district. And Debbie alluded to it. They're not looking for, you know, any sort of monetary damages. So this is a little atypical for a lawsuit. The language used is that they're hoping for the district to cease the constitutional and legal violations, and that's in reference to not offering any sort of in-person classes. So what they're hoping to get out of this basically is just not forcing all the students in the district to have to go in person, just for the district to present an option for students to go in person if they want to. Now, the interesting kind of caveat to this is coming up tonight, we've got a school board meeting, and we don't know whether or not they're going to be debating or continuing the debate on whether or not they will offer an in-person option. But you've got the lawsuit or the court case starting today. It started just about an hour ago, and then you've got the school board meeting tonight. So a lot happening on this front today.
Do we know a timeline yet and when there might be a decision on this case, John?
No, this is, from what we understand, this is something that's going to go on throughout the day. And actually, I think right around 9 o'clock when it was supposed to start, there was some technical issues. So I'm not even sure what that timeline might be even extended today, was because they're trying to get all these different families to do this remotely, you know, how the legal system's been working throughout the pandemic. So the timeline's a little bit murky on this. And also adding to the murky waters is the school board's meeting later on tonight. So I'm sure that'll be another one that people will be joining virtually, and there'll be probably a pretty high attendance for that as well. So the timeline's a little murky on this, but this is something, like Dave alluded to, has been going on for months now. So I don't know if any of us can really nail down a timeline on any of this stuff.
Talking about that board meeting that's coming up, as the board is discussing this, or maybe they're not even discussing it, but they are allowing kindergartners and first graders to return to class on some level starting on Monday. Do we expect the school board to commit to a reopening date for middle schools, high schools, or do you think that's just going to be pushed off to the future?
I wouldn't say we expect it. I think a lot of, I mean, you guys certainly have heard from a lot of parents, just, you know, being a reporter, working in the newsroom, we've heard from a lot of parents that are hoping it will be addressed. And a lot of parents also hoping that they won't go back and reconsider anything that's already been established. Like you said, with that kindergarten group, I would not expect them to reopen the consideration to change that. But a lot of parents hoping that they will open up the discussion to finally make a hard date or, you know, a firm decision on these older kids, the kids that are in middle school level, secondary school kids. And we just don't know at this point whether or not that is something that they will consider at this point. They've set up different metrics at some point trying to get the vaccine to teachers and then for a certain testing level. But as part of this lawsuit, which is being discussed today, some of the language from the lawsuit from these parents, they called these unrealistic metrics that have been adopted so far from the district. So they're saying while they keep kicking the can down the road here, these are unreasonable, barrier or unreasonable metrics, unreasonable, certain points that you have to reach to be able to open up the schools. So that's part of this lawsuit as well. And maybe they'll discuss that tonight. We don't know yet. So it's something to keep tuned into.
Or perhaps this lawsuit will force some sort of a compromise. That's a possibility, yeah, maybe, too.
It is. And, maybe that's the most realistic outcome out of this. I mean, at this point, with how long this has been going on, it'd be hard to imagine the parents totally win in this case, or for the other side, the school board, the people who have not or don't want schools open at all, for them to totally win. I think the longer this goes on, you would think at some point there has to be some sort of a middle ground that's going to be the ultimate resolution here.
John Wojcik, thank you so much for following this story. And Debbie, as we talk about this compromise, we asked this from Senate President Stuart Adams right out of the gate, that we know that teachers in the Salt Lake School District are not eligible for the $1,500 bonus because there is no in-person option. And we asked him, is that still on the table? If, for example, they were able to get their ducks in a row and open up by February, was it 8th?
I think it was February 8th. He gave us on the air at 9:05 when he talked to us.
If they can still open by February 8th, which is still, 3 weeks away, then those teachers and the support staff would still receive their bonuses.
But you're looking at a situation where the teachers haven't gotten in line for their second dose of the vaccine. The Salt Lake City School District began vaccinations last week, but that's just the first dose. And there was some concern a few weeks ago that teachers hadn't been vaccinated yet. And we know that there's been some delays. Things haven't rolled out as quickly as we initially thought they would back in December. So there's a school of thought, Dave, that unless they have both doses and then a window for immunity to ramp up, some teachers just won't want to return to the classroom.
Well, if you're looking for sympathy, I think the vast majority of teachers, 90% plus teachers, have been dealing with this since day one. They've been going to school without vaccinations. Not a first vaccination, not a second vaccination, but they've been showing up to school. So you're certainly not going to get a lot of sympathy from the teachers that have been doing this all year since the beginning. So it'll be fascinating to see what happens, but I tell you, that school district, they keep opening this scab. every time they have a school board meeting, they just pick that scab off.
We got a big 10 o'clock hour. We're going to start with this. The unlikely hero in the vaccine distribution effort. Starbucks. That's right. Of all companies, they're jumping into the fray to get the vaccine out quicker, like they do their cups of coffee. News.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.